This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's little doubt that we Americans are very attached to our TV screens. Even the government has made it official, declaring TV watching to be one of the most common leisure activities. And now we can really indulge in our TV habit thanks to on-demand streaming, which leads to binge watching. Based on a study by my next guest, binge watchers could pay a price for wallowing in their favorite habit and favorite show. Jessica Sloan Kruger is a doctoral student in the Department of Public Health at the University of Toledo. Jessica, what made you want to study binge watching?
Well, I myself am not a binge watcher, but two of my co-authors on this paper are. And one day we were chatting about what they were watching, and I said, you know, this could have some public health effects. And so we decided that we should delve deeper and look at these.
Why did you think it was important to study that from a public health perspective?
When we first thought of this, we started looking into the literature, and really nothing had been done. And with new technologies emerging, I think it's important to be on top of that, especially in public health.
Why?
To ensure that we understand the effects of technology. Many of these technologies not only can affect obesity from sedentary behavior and other chronic diseases, but also, as we saw in this study, mental health effects.
All right, let's get into this. So you surveyed 406 adults whom you recruited online. What were you exactly seeking to learn?
So we wanted to see the relationship between binge TV watching and mental health.
What did you find?
So we found that people who were self-identified binge TV watchers had higher rates of stress, anxiety, and depression.
Now, how did you define binge watching?
We actually had people self-identify as binge TV watchers.
Okay.
Binge TV watchers and non-binge TV watchers ended up at 2 hours to 5 hours consecutively watching TV as what they defined as binge TV watching. And 47% of our people surveyed said that they had identified as being a binge TV watcher.
From the study, can you say that binge watching and mental illness are related?
We cannot say that. We can say that they're correlated, but we don't know the direction yet. More studies need to be done, so more longitudinal studies need to be focused on. Currently, we know that there's a relationship, but we don't know if people are depressed and then watch TV or watch TV and then are depressed.
So your study proves correlation but not causation.
Exactly.
And this really is a basically new phenomenon. I mean, a few years ago, we had no idea we could do this. We thought it was pretty cool that we could, you know, DVR a show and watch that. But this idea of this on-demand streaming, it's now we accept that as part of our digital landscape. Do you think it's changed the way we watch TV?
I do. You know, actually, Collins Dictionary, the word of the year was binge watch. And I think it's changed our whole landscape. You can binge watch TV as you're walking down the sidewalk now with streaming devices on your phone. So it's not just turning on a TV and watching something. It's everywhere. Many people binge watch alone. Although we found that it is socially acceptable to binge watch, you can find BuzzFeed articles every week about what to binge watch this week. But you typically do it alone, and you're sitting there for 2 to 5 hours, meaning you're not being physically fit. Sitting is the new smoking. So there's a lot of health effects that go along with this.
What's the takeaway to your study, Jessica? What would you say to someone who's getting ready to dive into House of Cards, for instance?
I would say enjoy your show, but enjoy in moderation. You know, watch an episode, get up, go do a load of laundry, move around. Don't sit there for 6 hours and binge.
Jessica Sloan Kruger, doctoral student at the University of Toledo, she and her co-researcher, Monita Carmacher, studied the health effects of TV binge watching. Great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.